What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
This is going into the noon hour?
We're going to talk to Anthony in a second here, okay. But I just wanted to get this out.
Yeah.
Anthony Castrovince momentarily.
Yeah.
And Andy presses his luck too frequently walking into crosswalks thinking the traffic's just going to stop because they're supposed to. As I told him, you might be right, but you might be dead.
I am maybe crazy.
I got a text from my buddy Jeff in Cleveland who said,
"Who likes me? We're
friends." Just hit two people in the crosswalk right by Playhouse Square.
I feel
great about myself now.
Not funny. You may not want to openly admit that.
That's the way these people think.
Which one? That he hit two people? He didn't hit.
That's the way people think, Andy. They're just driving. They're not looking out for little Andy Baskin.
Does anyone ever notice the crosswalks? Do people actually stop?
Ask Anthony Castrovince.
All right.
He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Anthony, we're having an intervention. Baskin walks into traffic and crosswalks, assuming the cars are going to stop because they're supposed to.
Because it's law.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him, please.
No, I can't. I'm totally with him on that. I do the same thing.
Boom!
Are we going to have to bury you guys side by side or what?
Well, it's interesting how when we are pedestrians, we assume so much I'm speaking for myself and apparently Andy, when I say we assume so much out of the cars, deference to the pedestrians. And then when we're in the car, our personality completely switches. And it's like, what are you doing, idiot? Why are you walking in the crosswalk?
Yeah, I think that's what the lady said when she drove around the corner to see me walking down the street. So she tried to yell at me again. She may have yelled, "I'm sorry," which would have made me feel better.
Or she might have yelled things we can't say here on the show.
I don't know. I think she was still on the phone. So what's the difference?
I'm in Scottsdale every year during spring training, and they have those Waymo driverless cars. And my dream is that one will run up and hit me, and I'll collect a nice payment from the Waymo people. But it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Is it freaky when he's... I've never seen one around
here. Your heirs will appreciate that.
Is that freaky?
It is freaky, and at one time I was laughing because I saw these two guys were really excited that their Waymo was coming, and they're going to try it out seemingly for the first time. And the one guy had his iPhone out, and he's taking a video as they walk up to the car, and they're going to get in the car. Well, all the locks on the door were employed. They couldn't get in the car. They're just standing there for a few minutes, and then the car drives off without them.
So, that's funny.
So I hope that video is out there somewhere.
So tonight... it's the big Battle of Ohio, the big grudge match. Terry Francona going up against the Guardians. He left the Guardians. He's in Cincinnati now, right here in the state of Ohio. We tried to hype it like crazy early on.
No one's on board.
Neither are we.
No one's
on board. We have no animosity toward this man. He took a break. Yeah. He's back in baseball. Congratulations. Guardians have a good manager. Is that about where this thing sits?
It really is. I think by the time things ended here... it was a rough final season for him on a couple different fronts. The team struggles, and he had some puzzling moves where he kind of felt like, man, Tito, it just didn't feel right, and he was really hobbled, and, it gotten to the point where it's just hard for him to do the job, to do the travel. And so when he quote unquote retired, it turned out to be a very brief retirement, but you know, it felt right. And it felt like, you know, a real chapter had been established here, where that was a real, I mean, tenure doesn't begin to describe it. That was a real era of Cleveland baseball, you know, and then they go on to do great things in the first year without him. And so how do you begrudge him, you know, retiring when he did, given the state of his physical condition? And how do you begrudge him the opportunity to get back into baseball now that he's feeling better, you know? So he has a new chapter there in Cincinnati. And if anything, it just feels good to see him. You know, it feels good to see him in the dugout. And it's rivalry week, if you can say that. You're not me in MLB. You know, I don't feel a rivalry there personally. I just feel it's good to see him. And it's a manager, so it's not – not like he's on the field, you know, beating the Guardians that way. So it's just kind of a different vibe.
Are the Twins, the White Sox, the Tigers, who is the Guardians' true rival?
That's a great question. You know, it's the AL Central is very yearly dependent. You know, these teams kind of cycle through, and it was the Twins at one time. It's been the Tigers at one time. It's been the White Sox at one time. I can't answer that question. I don't know. I mean, it feels like, if anything, you kind of feel this Reds rivalry is kind of fun, right? Because it's got a little novel, a little bit. It's not a novelty anymore. They've played so often, but it is, you know, the Ohio Cup is on the line, guys. I mean, I don't know about you, but I think the Ohio Cup is the greatest trophy in professional sports. And so
they couldn't remember. They couldn't find it for a while there.
Yeah. Well, it was a doorstop.
They lost it.
Well.
Yeah.
Probably it might be the favorite thing I've ever written was the search for the Ohio Cup, where we uncovered it in the basement of Progressive Field. But no, so I'm going to step out of the division and just say the Reds, just because there's no consistency in the division as to who is their most bitter rival.
You know, it is in the division, and Anthony Castrovince joining us from MLB.com. What is in the division, at least through 27% of the season or wherever we are, four of the top six records in the American League.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I love Bob Nightingale, but he tweeted something last week about suddenly the AL Central, you know, is hot. And it's like, hey, they contributed, you know, three Division Series teams last year. So you got to give the division some respect at a certain point. I know that, you know, the White Sox had a historically bad year last year, and that definitely played in the records, but not as much as it used to, you know, with the you know, now the schedule is more balanced and not as weighted towards the division. If anything, I think we saw that, you know, vying for those three playoff spots brought out the best in those clubs, where they were able to go into October and perform at a high level. So you're seeing that again this year. You know, it's really fun to watch. I think these clubs are built differently, but they're built right. You know, I think the Royals deserve a lot of credit for the way they've completely overhauled their pitching in the J.J. Piccolo era and the Matt Quattaro era. And, you know, the Tigers had to do it a different way last year, where they were really short-manned on the pitching side. But now that is a really deep club pitching-wise, and the lineup is way better than anticipated. So they're a real force in the American League now, and all the better from their experience of going on that wild run at the end of last season. And we are well familiar with the Guardians and just, you know, making it work on a tight budget and routinely just churning out quality teams, you know? They just teams that generally don't beat themselves. I think that's the big, you know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The big thing here.
It's been kind of fun to watch and see guys grow as the season started, especially because the offense was, oh man, was not a lot of fun when the season started. And now they're starting to percolate. Yeah. And Manzardo is really making his mark. Kyle Manzardo is making his mark right now. Your thoughts on his play and then the adjustments that they've had to make in the lineup that I believe help right now.
Yeah, definitely. Manzardo's been, I think it was pretty clear he was going to be a big X factor for this club, just how they're constructed and losing Josh Naylor's power, trading that in for Carlos Santana's, defense and on base. So you needed somebody to step up in the power department, and Manzardo's done that in a big way. He's obviously, it's high swing and miss and high power, it's low batting average. I looked it up recently. I don't know if it's still true, but as of a week or two ago, it was him and Roger Maris, in 1961 in terms of how low the batting average on balls in play was and, how high the overall production was. Very strange profile. So he's only going to get better. I really like his swing. I really like his approach to hitting. And again, I know that comes with some growing pains here in terms of the strikeouts, but I really think that's going to be a really quality bat for them. And it's nice to see him, have both opportunities and success against same-sided pitching, from the left-hand side. So he's been huge for them. And yeah, they had to make a change up the middle. I think that was pretty obvious, but it's nice when you have a guy like Daniel Schneemann. Last year, we saw spurts of it last year, but to have him perform consistently, I mean, these are the things you need to happen on a low budget. You got to have some pleasant surprises, and whether that's sustainable or not, we shall see. But him and Arias have both been terrific for them. And now they make a nice pairing up the middle.
So I was just going to ask you about, right now, it's working with Gabe Arias and with Daniel Schneemann. And if you want to play Angel Martinez at second, you can do that too. What do you think the possibility is that those guys actually latch onto those spots and keep them for a while?
Yeah, it's almost like it doesn't matter because they'll go to the well. They'll find other options. That's just what they do here. They'll churn through other guys if they have to. You have to ride what you have, and that's what they've done for the better part of the last few seasons is cycle through young guys and try to find a formula that works that night, that week, that month, that whatever. So there, when you look at Schneemann's profile, it looks pretty legit in terms of what's under the hood. Arias is maybe a little more shaky in that area, but that's a guy who was at one time identified as perhaps a cornerstone type player up the middle. So I don't put it past him to keep it going. But again, if it doesn't, Travis Bezzana is doing great things at Double A, and I think it's realistic you could see him before the end of the season. Juan Brito is hurt, and that stinks because that's a guy they really hope to turn to if need be early in the season. So that he's not an option for them until the second half, but he will probably be an option for them at some point. I never know how to pronounce his name, but Angel Janao, it doesn't matter how many times I hear his name, I seem to have trouble remembering how it's supposed to be pronounced.
Genoa?
He's another guy they like.
So isn't it Genoa? Yeah. So is that right?
Genoa. There's another guy they like up the middle. So, that's a long-winded way of saying we'll see. And things change often around here, so we'll see.
Just curious, just the story is amazing to me, the Tyler Naquin story. And if he's going to be able to try to pitch, and how far do you think this thing can go? And have you been keeping your eye on it at all?
Well, I've kept my eye on it from a distance. I haven't actually seen him in action. So So I don't know. I mean, we have these novelties occasionally in baseball where guys try to take up another position, and it's rare that it does stick. You know, Anthony Gose was a pretty incredible story. I know he was optioned out to AAA roughly 500 times in a couple of years in Cleveland, but just to get to the big leagues as a pitcher as he did, and, you know, just to be a functional body is incredible. It really is. I mean, that guy was a top outfield prospect at one time. So I don't put it past Naquin. I mean, he's a great athlete, good dude, good competitor. So sure. But have I seen him pitch? No. Do I know if it will go anywhere? I have no idea. But it would be an incredible story if he does. That's for sure.
It's fun. I think the story's fun. I hope he makes it.
Yeah.
Anthony, yeah, thank you, buddy.
That's the guy that's easy to root for sure.
Yeah, true.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, guys. Watch out for those cars.
There it is. Tell them. You too, by the way, apparently.
We'll see you guys.
Anthony Castrovince joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.